Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The stars listen to this show. As a matter of fact, they participate on it. That's where that Ricky Rosé came from. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Mike and I are up here at Flowery Branch today, kind of taking it all in. Mike was Mike Wallace earlier.
Again, I asked two questions.
That's not what I heard. Apparently, Mike was grilling our offensive coordinator about the processes of how this is going down. You did not like some of the things that he was answering and the way he was saying it.
D-Led takes a picture of me in the media room looking, okay, disgusted.
Yeah.
But it just, you know.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard you said.
But it just, you know, it just happened to be that 1 second, you know. I mean, just like, you know, I got bitter beer face.
So do you feel satisfied with what he said to answer your question?
I mean,
and what was your question?
The question was, the first question was about streamlining the offense and trying to make things simpler for Michael Penix, or is it simply they're just not executing?
Okay.
You know, and he says basically they're not executing. And he had talked earlier because Josh Kendall asked a question of The Athletic about what happened Sunday, and he basically said it was a comedy of errors at times, and some of that was true. But then later on I asked him about, you know, the dismissal of Ike Hilliard. I said, was there a disconnect in the offensive side of the building and it led to his dismissal? And he said he likes Ike, had a great relationship, and it basically, that's a question for the coach.
He would not answer it.
Correct.
Okay. And we will ask Coach again to try to get further information on this process that they went through to say, hey, this is where we need to go.
Right? Because he was, you know, we kept saying yesterday, and it was accurate because he is wide receiver coach, but he was also a passing game coordinator.
Right.
And the passing game obviously has been terrible because nobody's scoring touchdowns. But it is interesting because, you know, Coach Morris contends that it was performance-based.
Right.
Well, again, we'll let you guys hear it from Coach's mouth a little bit later. But it is interesting, though. I said, wonder if there was a disconnect with the wide receiver coach. Said, love Ike. He did a great job for us, did Zach Robinson.
Okay. And look, I it's never personal, right? It can be. But in this situation, if you wanted to do this, you could obviously say, look at the results. It's not there, and this is why we're doing this. Or is there something else to this? And that's what Mike and I are saying. Is there something else to this because the offensive coordinator is not willing to go in and expand on why this move was made? If this was a team decision, which we don't know, that should have included the offensive coordinator, who this guy was working with every week to devise a game plan to attack these teams.
Right.
So we will get more from Ra. He's going to join us within the hour. Stay there. Exclusively here on this radio station. Nobody else brings it to you like we do here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Reminder, we are out in Athens on Friday. Georgia getting ready for Bama. We are super excited. Hanging out at one of our favorite places. Johnny, our man up there at Grindhouse, thank you so much. We'll be there from 2 to 6. It's a special edition of the show. A few guests will stop by as well. We'll continue to break down Bama and Georgia. If you're in the air, you're in Athens, you're heading there, stop by. Grindhouse is a great spot. We love it. And we'll be there on Friday, man. So Lumpkin Street location.
Right, I was going to say, right on Lumpkin. And, I mean, there's real juice on this one. Yes, Alabama losing the first game of the season takes a little bit of the win out of the sails. But I think chance for Kirby to, you know, improve that record to two wins as head coach of Georgia, right, against Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that a lot of fans are curious to see if the passing game, you know, there's some loose ends that need to be tightened up, certainly against Tennessee. Because I think if you're an Alabama fan, you feel that Georgia, you know, maybe give up the big home run ball the way Tennessee got it, because you got better wide receivers than the ball's out.
Yeah, you do. Look, I think the spread is about right, Mike.
Yeah, 3.5. Right.
I think that, and look, I'll tell you right now, I like the Dogs. They're just hard to beat at home. But if they don't give up these explosive plays, and I think some of that's going to get fixed, we know. This is a great learning experience for them. And I don't think they're going to be down 21-7 at home, Mike. I don't feel like that's what's going to happen like they were on the road against Tennessee. But can't wait to get up there on Friday and talk to all the people and get a vibe in Athens. It should be a great weekend. All right, guys, you can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Follow Mike, by the way. He's on social media, Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm going to put him up, see Dukes, and this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Again, Raw on the way. Player segment as well coming up between now and 4 o'clock. But it all just depends on what time they get done with practice. As soon as they do, we will let you know what's going down with all of that and the timing of it so you can be here. But I would suggest you don't go anywhere. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. So what happens when your team struggles is people get fired. Then the next thing that happens is your play calling duties get relinquished. That has happened already in a couple of places. Now, in the situation with the Titans, Brian Callahan is the head coach, but he's also calling the plays, but not anymore. He's stepping away. And remember, we saw the Titans here in joint practices. They got a young quarterback. I told you guys that week, no disrespect, but I was not impressed with Cam Ward. He did not leave here after those 2 days and me going, oh, my God, you guys, this is the next big thing. He was very inconsistent, felt like he was just trying to fire everything in there, make it happen. You've seen him throw some bad picks, but he's a rookie. He's got to be developed. But I bring this up to say, Mike, if this thing continues to go this way with us, the next thing is if you keep Zach on staff, you relinquish the play-calling duties and somebody else takes that over.
Well, then it becomes T.J. Yates because there's really nowhere else to go with it, isn't there?
And that is something I hope we don't get to that, guys, because then we're really – talking about some major issues.
Right, because that's the thing. When you remove, you know, as we say, there's, you know, if you want to, whether you feel it's a fall guy, eventually you run out of dudes. And then eventually it's the head coach. He falls through the trap door. And that's a decision that will be made by Arthur Blank. But Tennessee, 0-3, have not scored a lot of points. Their most points they scored was 20 in a losing effort to Indy. Houston, that's a wonderful game because Houston's a grinding team.
They are.
I mean, but that division is tough to watch as a whole.
Aesthetically.
You know, but we'll see where that one goes. But, yeah, it's there gets to a point. It's just, you know, it's things that get cliche. Like, oh, the coach is, he's no longer going to be calling the plays. It's like what the Giants just pulled, making Jackson Dart the starter. You and I said this back in August. We were up doing the show at Hooters. You know he's going to be playing. So why don't you give Jackson Dart 5 more starts in the NFL? What's he going to learn from watching Russell Wilson? Right? I mean, so, and Russ had a
great. How to throw interceptions?
Yeah, he had a great game against the Cowboys until it wasn't. But now, so here we go. And Russell is a bigger brand. It's not like you had Gardner Minshew starting over. So, you know, Russell got a fair shake. But still, it was inevitable that Jackson Dart was going to be under center before Halloween.
No doubt about it. Here's Brian Callahan, by the way, on why he decided to relinquish play calling duties.
It's a pretty easy thing to do when it comes to trying to help the football team win and do the best thing for, you know, what the job is. I got hired to be the head coach, you know, and part of that process was being involved on offense. But my job is to be the head coach of the football team. And I think that this allows me to do that job a little bit better, pay more attention to some things that might require my attention and be more present. So all those things are normal. I think it's all part of, you know, where we're at. We're 0-3, and so we're trying to get better.
Everybody thinks it's easy. I will tell you guys, Nick Sirianni did this. Eagles won the Super Bowl. It works in many cases if you have a really good team and you're not paying attention to the small details. But when you're a bad team and he's going, we're not getting any better, I need to focus on how we can do this around the entire picture, the whole picture. Right. Mike, I think it's a good decision. I just don't know if Brian Kelly will be there when they get good.
It's a good example. It was back in 22. That's when Sirianni handed it over to Shane Steichen. Then Shane Steichen is able to bankroll that to get the Colts job.
Yeah, and he's done a great job. Look, the Colts have punted one time. Once. In 3 weeks?
Right? Daniel Jones, the only thing he didn't do last week was run for a touchdown. He's been able to scramble for a touchdown in his first two games. But, yeah, all of a sudden it's like a guy, and for those who are younger, Jim Plunkett was a guy that was a first-round pick. He was horrible with New England, goes to the Raiders and, you know, wins two Super Bowls. It can happen. You know, Joe Theismann had to go to Canada. Warren Moon had to go to Canada.
That's right.
Before they got their crack. But in the case of Daniel Jones, I mean, his brand was absolute after leaving the Giants. And all of a sudden now look at this. I mean, and it really makes Anthony Richardson look like, whoa, dude, you really are not that good yet.
No, he's not. Micah Parsons talking about going back to Dallas on Sunday night. Boy, this is going to be fun.
Says it's going to be painful to see.
Here's the deal. It's going to be fun from the standpoint, Mike, I think, of just an intriguing matchup, Packers and Cowboys.
Right.
But the interesting part about this is how many sacks does Micah Parsons get? And this is what he said about going up against his former quarterback, who, by the way, was a mentor for him while he was in Dallas.
You know, it's going to be painful. You know what I mean? Dak's my guy. You know, he was always like a good mentor for me. But you know what it is. I always told him if I ever faced him that, you know, it'll be a great matchup. So I'm excited to see what Sunday brings itself.
Two or more, over or under. Two sacks for Micah Parsons on Sunday.
You know what? He's still banging that back. I'll say one. I'll give you one. So basically, so if he does get Dak on the ground or there's contact after the throw.
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
It's Dak. Dak.
He sounds like he's British.
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
To me, I always, it's like Lewis Hamilton talking NFL. I feel Dak Prescott had a better year. What? But no, so when he sacks him and he stands over him, it's going to be like you and me when our dad was were spankers. It's going to hurt me a lot more. It's going to hurt you.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes. Dak's looking up at him. Oh, man, I can't wait.
To Michael this spring.
It's Micah, Jerry.
Yeah, just a lot of stuff going on.
And one thing with all those young receivers that they added more with the Packers is the same thing we talked about, you know, the vertical passing game. Could you see, you know, a big, big day, right, for Jordan Love throwing the football vertical?
Well, Cowboys have given up the most explosive plays of anybody in the league, Mike, so it's there to be had. We are going to see what happens, but that part of it, every camera, they're going to have every camera angle on Micah Parsons, his facial expressions, Dak, Jerry, all Sunday
right.
night.
And you just lost to Cleveland because guess what? Myles Garrett got after that butt. You could use somebody like Myles. Oh, that's right. Now he's on the Packers.
Gone.
Right.
Hey, man, we talked about this when it went down. It's Dukes and Bell's 4th and 1, guys, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedicalCenters.com. We're live at Flyer Branch in the Ticketmaster Studios. Raheem Morris, our head football coach of the Falcons, is going to join us here shortly. But we talked about this when it went down, and that was the draft with Shedeur Sanders. I told you guys after the draft that he turned down numerous teams that had called, wanted to take him, and he was like, nah, I'm good. Well, his dad was asked about why he didn't want the Ravens. This is Dion talking about Shedeur, who is still, by the way, with the Browns.
I played for Baltimore, so me and Ozzie are cool. So we understood that whole conversation, and he wanted to talk to Shedeur as well as he wanted to talk to me. And I put Shedeur on the phone, and Shedeur, I don't want to say how it went, but how in the world can somebody fault him for saying or thinking, why in the world would I go back up Lamar for 10 more years? I've never sat on the bench and said, well, I learned a lot today.
Well, it's the same conversation you and I were just having about, you know, all these young quarterbacks like Jackson Dart. Yeah, I mean, he's in a tough spot. It's going to require a bunch of injuries for him to get there. You and I still believe that this guy can have success in the NFL. I would love
or a trade.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And maybe that happens in the offseason, or I don't know. Or maybe he gets a chance to get on the field and show what he can do on a Sunday, not preseason.
Sure.
But it's just, like I said, it's this debate. There's no way to prove people, their agendas, who didn't want to see him drafted. Okay, I get that. Paying for the sins of his dad. His dad hasn't done anything wrong. He's playing the system right now, right? So where does this go? But I don't. Who would blame him? That's how anybody could say that's selfish or Dion sabotaged it. No, why am I going to go somewhere for a guy who's making $250 million is never coming off the field?
No, he's not. The point, too, guys, is that he could have been easily a first-round pick, is what we're telling you. He could have been a second-round pick. Teams called. I told you about Seattle, and he was like, I'm not a Northwest dude.
Right. Now, that's on them. That's on Team Sanders if you did do that things they're saying that happened.
But the Ravens call and go, hey, we want to take you, and you're like, I don't want to back up Lamar. That's the stuff that happened that we discussed. It wasn't this big plotter scheme by the NFL to keep him down or whatever people thought.
Right.
Either way.
I mean, if Miami called, sure, I'll go. I'm one play away from being the starter of Miami.
Different deal. And you don't think Dad was sitting there going, that might be a good decision.
Right.
All right. We're coming back. And think about the Brown situation, by the way. Remember, that's why everybody thought he was going to get picked by them early. And then the Flacco thing and, you know, Deshaun's done. It's crazy. We'll see how it plays out. But when we come back, Mike talked about Zach Robinson speaking today. We're going to let you hear a few of the things our offensive coordinator had to say next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we're going to let you hear from Zach Robinson, our offensive coordinator, who spoke today before practice. Falcons on the field as we speak. And Raheem Morris is going to join us within the hour here. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, by the way, we will get a chance to talk to Wes, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Wes Drewham! He's going to join us coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. And we'll get his thoughts moving forward. Also, some college football conversation. A lot of people, Mike, talking about, we were discussing this yesterday at the end of the show, the Georgia common opponents, the SEC, right, and how that looks. The good news is, and maybe we did or didn't mention this yesterday, but it's not this way forever. They will reassess after 4 years,
okay,
and those opponents could change.
Because somebody was saying Tennessee's got to sleep on that bad loss for like 4 years before Georgia will play Tennessee again.
It's crazy.
Which, you know, it's tough. And that's, you know, I said, you know, years ago when I first moved to Atlanta, and this is before the SEC even expanded, I was like, well, when does Georgia play Alabama? I'm like, 2004,
yeah,
you know, it was like,
yeah.
And now, of course, with all these teams. But ironically, Georgia will be in Tuscaloosa next year. So there's a lot more. I mean, like, the SEC knows what the big TV numbers are with these big monster matchups. But, yeah, you hate to lose the Tennessee game. Tennessee fans may be feeling fine. Will Josh Heupel be the same, will be the head coach when they play in 4 years?
Is it 2027?
I
so that's
four.
What? That's 2 years?
Florida State, man.
So two years. Yes. In 2 years, he will be. Look, I think Tennessee has a chance, even with the loss to Georgia, depends on how they navigate the rest of the season, to be a team that could be in the playoffs this year. I think Ole Miss this weekend takes a step back. They play LSU. I think LSU's defense is going to get after them. LSU, guys, they won all these big games. This is another one for Brian Kelly. He knew how important this season was, and they went and spent that money in the portal, in the NIL portal. So, Mike, to answer your question, 2 years, yes. 4 years, I wouldn't be sure. Mm-hmm. The crazy thing is, if you told me right now, who am I sure about being a coach in the SEC 4 or 5 years from now, the only guy I would tell you is Kirby Smart. It's the only guy I believe that would still – be where he is right now. When you look around the landscape, we're already talking about Napier. If Brian Kelly, if this is a flash in the pan and it's not sustainable, he's not going to be at LSU in 4 years. We know that. They're not going to tolerate that. Sark has to win at Texas. That's kind of up in the air. It's interesting when you look at who these coaches are in 4 years, which is a long time from now. Kirby's the only guy I would say he'll be there.
And it's funny because guys go, well, what would Florida do? I think everybody's looking at Lane Kiffin. I know fan base. No, I don't know if ADs are looking at Lane Kiffin, but fan bases just feel, look, that's a fun offense. I'd like to watch that kind of offense.
Well, if you win at Ole Miss, right, Mike, you can win there.
And he's putting guys in the league, and so why not? You know, why not? I would think it's certainly he's going to have a lot of big opportunities. You know, one thing here, Zach Robinson, look, he has the look of being a head coach in college.
Yes, he does.
Relatively young guy who's quarterback for Oklahoma State. But he's got to do better here. I don't know if this thing goes off the rails offensively, is that a resume builder for him? Because immediately the media said, well, he played at Oklahoma State. He's an offensive coordinator. Well, they'll go get Zach Robinson. They're like, okay. You know, but that's, again, because Mike Gundy got fired yesterday.
Yeah. Speaking of Zach, here's what he said today. A couple of things we'll play for you here on the show. One of them has to do with Michael Penix saying, look, when we can't get a play in, Michael has plays he can go to. The problem is I still think we're moving at a slow pace. I feel like we are not getting to the line of scrimmage fast enough, and Mike, things aren't developing quick enough for the offense to get going, and then you find yourself with 5 seconds on the play clock, and all of a sudden in a bind. Here's what Zach said about Penix having the opportunity, even if they can't communicate, to call a play.
Mike has a couple plays that he can get to for those instances. It's happened, happens probably a couple times last year where the headset does, is going in and out on the quarterback's helmets. You hope it doesn't happen, but he's got a couple plays he can go to, and we're ready for those situations.
You know what I'm doing if I'm Penix? I'm calling my favorite play. Go deep. Let's go deep. If I'm Mike, that's what I'm doing. I'm calling my favorite play. Let's go deep.
The speaker and the headset goes out, and you're just saying, you run to the Buick, you run down to the manhole.
Absolutely.
Cover. Everybody just go.
If I'm Michael Penix and I can't hear the play, I'm like, yo, Drake, this is what I need you to do. I'm drawing some plays up on my hand. Raheem is here, guys, and he's just walked in, which means practice is done. Raheem Morris, our head football coach. Coach, we were just playing a cut from Zach Robinson talking about if he can't hear the play, talking about Michael Penix, he has plays he can go to, and we were just clowning around and said, look, if I'm Mike, I'm going with my favorite play. Everybody go deep.
easier said than done.
True.
You do have plays you can go to. You just prefer it not happen in a situation of play.
Right.
I think when it happened on the third and one, kind of freaked them out a little bit and made them pause, because critical moment, don't want to mess that up. Big third and one, when you think you got a chance to get it, and you kind of froze up on those things. But, definitely a learning experience for Michael, definitely a learning experience for us. Definitely something we can clean up, and we'll get that done. And it was part of that this week, and starting our practices and how we want to go. And we are definitely not letting you draw up any plays in a huddle. I walked in on that.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm like, go, I'm go. Saying.
He didn't take in the factors of it being third and one, getting the first down, moving the chains. None of that stuff was
there. There was a story back in the day about Randall Cunningham with the Eagles just going, everybody go deep. It's like, well, what's the protection? You know what I mean? We need to know this stuff. We got our head coaches in the building. Obviously, there's always going to be clunkers for elite teams. This is a team which is trying to get to the playoffs. What happens, when you just feel it, it's going south? I mean, because fans always wonder, how does a team just come out that flat? And obviously, nothing you anticipated going up to Charlotte.
I didn't feel like we came out that flat. I felt like we came out, we moved the ball, we got into the red zone. We missed the throw. We missed the big throw that could have been a touchdown. It really changed the dynamic of that. I felt the team go a little flat after we missed that second field goal. That was a big energy drop. That was a change. And we never got back. And I, like I said after the game, I said, put that on me. You got to find a way to get those guys back. You got to bring them back. You got to find a way to get the energy up. And we'll do that. But you had that loss, and you don't want it to make you lose a game twice. You got to acknowledge it. I think you got to take credit for it. I think you got to own up to it. And then you got to take the criticism that comes along with it. And, that's what we're doing right now. You guys are here. You guys are questioning everything that happens up to that point. And everybody forgets about all the positive things that happen with either the Mike or myself or even our coordinator for that matter. But that doesn't matter, right? You just talk about what's happening in the moment and you stay in the moment.
Coach, perception sometimes is reality. Sometimes it's not. Outside of this building, and I don't know what's going on inside of this building, it feels like outside people are saying, what's going on with the Falcons? Is it dysfunctional? They're firing a coach. They're making changes at kicker. What's happening inside the building for our fan base? Is it dysfunctional? How does it feel inside the building?
No, you got to make the changes you need in order to go out there and win football games. And that stuff just happens. That's a part of our business. You know, we all signed up as coaches, and we all signed up knowing that could happen. We all signed up knowing those things can happen anytime, and that's just how those things go. You know, it's always tough. It's never going to be easy. It's always going to be hard decisions. There's always going to be moments where you want to have to be able to talk about it and provide clarity. These are not those moments. Right now, you move forward. You find ways to make the organization better, and you get us to the next step. You know, with the kicker, you just got to go out there and find somebody that can make them. You know, we've kind of dealt with it. You know, dragged it on maybe a little bit too long. You put it on myself from last year, or whatever the case may be. Took it to the competition of the offseason. Didn't work out. Now you're in that mode of finding one and finding somebody that can go out there making consistently. And we got to find that. You know, that's going to be critical at these moments. You see all these games throughout the week. They're going down to 3 points, and that won't change.
We're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios with Coach Ra, live here at Falcons. Last year, you nearly had 2,000-yard receivers. If Darnell doesn't miss that last game with a concussion, Ray Ray had a career best. What changed with Ike Hilliard from being the guy that coached those guys to you dismissing him 3 weeks in the season?
You know, you're talking about the leadership of the room and what you want to do and the direction you want to go. And when you do those things, you have to make changes because of the discipline of some of the things that we want to get done. You got to make those changes. And when you make those changes, you don't want to set up yourself for uncomfortable environments for anybody. And you want to make sure you make harsh decisions, sometimes brutal decisions. And that's what your job is when you're the head coach. That's the job when you're leading the organization. And you got to go out there and you got to do those things. But we want to do these things for the right reasons, the right directions, and all the things that we want to get done. Right now, we can't rely on the fact that we almost had 3,000-yard receivers, that we had guys break records last year. We got to only can rely on what we have going on right now, and we got to go change those things and do it right now. You got a small margin for error, and that was a small margin.
When you're watching the tape or when you make the decision, is it the receivers, is it schematically like they're not where they're supposed to be, they're not making the cuts, they're not doing the things? Is that what makes that decision?
You don't want to necessarily blame all that stuff. You know, you can blame a lot of things. You can talk about a lot of things. You can talk about role clarity. You can talk about everything that you have to do with the definition of it all. But these guys, I got a lot of faith in. These guys, I got a lot of confidence in. And we had to move in a different direction. Always hurts. Always awful. There's a lot of great qualities to our guy that we let go. There's no doubt about that. But we got to get the best of the qualities that we have in the building, and we got to get it out of our guys to play better.
Coach, since we have you here, and I said this maybe Tuesday about the changes, I will compliment you and say you're not waiting. And I said this to our audience that, you know, last year people wanted you to make changes at the quarterback position. You stayed patient. We understand that. But this situation is kicker's not working. We're moving. We're not scoring touchdowns. We're moving. And I think that's a positive that a lot of people in this negative thing that we're in right now coming off this loss may not see. I don't know if it'll work. I hope it does. But I will compliment you on I'm not waiting around to make these changes. It's Coach Ra with this, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Coach, let me ask you about the play calls. Are they too complicated? Are our play calls too long? When you talk about calling plays and getting them in a timely fashion, is that part of why we are not moving at a rate that we need to be moving offensively?
You know, a lot of it is, I wouldn't say the play calls are too long. I would say, you know, the play calls in the National Football League are pretty tough. Any normal fan or us go up there and try to get some of those things out, they're going to be tough. You know, say a north right clamp, Z slit down a 18 structure, that's going to be tough for most people.
Right.
You know, and then you're talking about the heat of the moment, you're talking to getting it out, you're talking about when you do have a radio go down, when something goes wrong, when something's a little off, you got to waste time out. You can't have those things happen. So we got to fix those things. You got to be able to fix those things quicker. You got to be able to manipulate and move a little bit better. And you can't wait on those things. You got to find out ways to do it. And that's what we're doing right now. The whole point of moving Zach down into the field, the whole point of finding a way to get some of those emergency calls out, to put more comfort in our quarterback so he can go out there and execute, getting him to call a little bit faster so he can go out and process everything and be able to get it done. Even if it's not the best call at the moment, it's something that he can process. He can go through the spots. He can get us all stuff done. That's where you got to go. You know, you can't worry about trying to be too perfect and doing some of those different things that happens to all of us when you're a perfectionist in this game. You want it to be the right way for the young man. But some of it, he can handle. Some of it, you can let him do better. Some of you can get it to him faster. Some of you can get it to him a bit different way. And we'll get those things done. I got a lot of confidence in that. We'll work on it this week. We'll work on getting stuff faster. We'll work on some of the mistakes if something happens. We'll be able to do those things. Things that you already done.
Right.
But it's just a way to put more emphasis on it when it happened in the fashion that they did.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bells. We get ready for the Commanders. We'll talk about that in just a sec. You're a guy that came up, and again, like most coaches, you learned both sides of the football. You coached some offense and some defense. Do you get to a point, because the pistol is probably the most talked about thing right now nationally in our use of the pistol. Zach today telling the media, look, Bijan or whoever, if it's Tyler, is the same distance behind the line of scrimmage, whether it's pistol or Mike's over center. But do you feel at some point, if we don't get the results, that's a conversation you might have with Zach to perhaps maybe we tweak things as far as the approach?
That's tough to tweak when you just ran for 150 the week before in the pistol, you know, primarily that way. And these guys have had a lot of success. You know, we talk about the guys that have success. It has been, you know, Bijan, has been, you know, Tyler. So it's tough to talk about the pistol that way. Now, if you're referring to the one where our young back was in at the end of the game and he was 27 yards deep, you got me.
What was he doing?
He was a little deep. He's a young guy.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, like, when you run the ball, I guess we had this conversation, I think, after week one.
I mean, so if you go pull that one out.
No.
You got me. But
just a little more play action. But again, I think, you know, you're gonna play to Michael's strengths, and Michael did play in the pistol.
And, you know, the play action thing, you're 100% right. You know, like, you want to get more play actions off.
Right.
You know, and you do get more play actions off when you're able to run the football. The game the other day, that was a mess, right? That is not the way anybody wants to play football. And that's not where we want to go.
Okay.
Coach, as we talk about the clock management stuff, do you have a clock management person in your ear, somebody that's upstairs, somebody that's next to you? Fans are asking us. We want to ask you.
What particularly are you asking?
Well, when we call the timeout, we alluded to this. Mike calls the timeout. We go over. We get the delay of game. We still don't pick up the first down out of the timeout.
I wouldn't call that a situational thing or a person talking to my ear. That was a mistake that I tried to let everybody know. You know, we had to call a timeout. The sets went out originally.
Okay.
You come to the sideline, you get the call, and we had a mistake by a young player that is I got a lot of confidence in. And he'll go get those things done. You know, when you got the timeout, you got people on the sideline, you tell them eight times, you go on the field, you mess it up. You can't call another timeout.
Right.
You take the delay game. That is a clear-cut mistake. That is something that you can't talk about. I don't put that in the time management realm. When you had to call a timeout, you could put it in the time management realm just because that's a problem. You shouldn't have to, right? Those things shouldn't happen. You got to be
early in the first half, right?
You got to be quick on your feet. You got to be ready to go. You got to be ready to move. You know, other than that, I don't know what I'm answering.
No, I just want – I think that the question is
– That is fault.
Okay, so one is a mistake. That particular series and how that shook out is a mistake. The other stuff, I think people are asking, hey, we're taking timeouts early. Is that part of somebody being in your ear saying, Coach, we need to take a timeout? Or, hey, look at the clock. Look what's going on. Or that's simply you?
No, we got people definitely there for that. But some of the timeouts, you know, you don't want. You know, we just talked about the biggest one that I can think of right now that happened in this game. I don't know about any other ones that happened in the other games. But I know this was one, you know, like Minnesota was close a couple of times with the crowd noise, different reasoning.
Right.
But you're 100% right. You want to clean all those things up, but definitely you have people in your ear. You have people across the ball talking about those things. You have people in all the labs talking about everything. So we got that.
Speaker cuts out, 15 seconds left in Penix's ear. And again, the speaker was out in his helmet.
Not the normal speaker cutting out. Not that.
Yeah.
That would be on us as coaching staff. We're talking about the whole headset going out where you can't hear in general.
Right. And that's
going to get something. That happens in stadiums sometimes.
Right. Well, we're not playing
New England. Not a lot. But it happens. And you got to be ready for that as well. So,
and it's again, just, it just happened.
You don't want to make that an excuse, like I said that night. But it's just, I'm just very transparent and tell you the truth.
Right. And because the way things are going Sunday, we don't have a timeout before the half. And so we don't get a chance to kick the field goal. How you feel about Parker Rummel? Where's his head at? What's going on with the competition?
We got to see, man. You got to get him out there and let him kick. You know, we kick today. We'll kick on Friday. And then we'll make those decisions. We've been taking those things all the way to the wire, letting those guys go. And to be honest with you, you know, quite frank, we got to let the guys go out there. You know, Romo had a great night on a Sunday night. And then we turned around and we didn't have a great night on a Sunday day at 1 in Carolina. So you got to go out there. You got to keep earning it. You got to compete. And that's the only way I know to do it, a kicker. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
I know what your people are telling us. We got to go. I know his quarterback's hurt, so he's a little banged up right now.
Who is that?
Well, I don't want to bring up where, you know, who he roots for. The guy that's standing behind you right there, and his quarterback's hurt a little bit.
Boomer Sooner.
But, Coach, I got two more things for you. What's been your message this week? I'm curious because you lose that way, and everybody comes in the building like, we know we're better than that.
Oh, yeah.
What's been your message?
The whole thing with our guys is don't blink. You know, like, let these guys come to work, cut your eyelids off, go back to work, let's get ready to go. Nobody get nervous, nobody get unsettled. Let's go out there, go through our process, and go win, find a way to win a football game. That's been the goal. That is the goal. You know, we got great leadership around this. What are you talking about? Jake Matthews, Chris Lindstrom. What are you talking about? Jesse Bates. What are you talking about? All the guys on this place, Caden Ellis. We got great people that came in, Devon Diablo. We got great people that's wanting to win, wanting to play, Drake London. All these guys, they are motivated, right? And you always should be motivated, but I got to tell you, the human factor definitely kicks in when you take a loss like that, that there's definitely a little bit more motivation than normal.
And the last thing for me, Coach, is the Commanders. We saw them at the end of the season, big game last year, different circumstances, But I think the big question for us right now, it is Wednesday, guys. And Bell, we don't know who's playing quarterback, and is what's the concern for you? And not just that, as you look at their team coming into this year, what's your concern is taking on the Commanders on Sunday?
Clearly very similar guys, you know, in the fact that they can both run. You know, we're talking about the both number two picks in the draft, both two guys that made their living with their legs for a long time, but actually can then spin and do some really good things. You know, Marcus went out there and got a big time win from last week. Obviously the age difference is different, but the game plan won't change as much for the guy who's calling it, right? You may run the ball a little bit more, whether you're talking about with Marcus or you're talking about with Jaden, but those are just the things you got to be ready for. So, like, we got a good picture of what Marcus is going to do next week and how, I mean, last week and how that looked. And you definitely know what Jaden's done over the course of last year right. and up until this point. So you got to get ready for both of them. And when they get there, we'll be prepared. You know, our defense is ready to deal. A lot of the similar stuff that we know. Cliff Kingsbury is the constant, and we know what it looks like, and you got to be ready to prepare for that.
Any chance AJ plays? AJ Terrell?
You know, AJ is, again, week to week. Like, I don't want to rule him out quite yet. You're talking about a hamstring.
Right.
Those things can turn around, you know, but, you know, I'm optimistic, but, you know. We'll
okay.
See.
Okay. We'll see. Coach, let's get right. Let's get right on Sunday.
Let's do it, man.
All right. That's Coach Raheem Morris. Guys, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We're coming back with more. Stay right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We just talked to Coach Ra, and now we're going to get a little bit of perspective from the defensive side of things as Mike Hills joins us. Mm-hmm. What's up, Mike? What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Man.
Well, I guess you just flush that tape, man. You watch that game film.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. You know, that's in the past.
Right.
You know, we looking forward to this week and the new opportunities we got.
Wednesday, it's almost like you can't wait to get the game plan, right? I mean, flush that.
For sure, yeah. Definitely one of those type of weeks. Like I said, we just ready to, you know, get back to work. New challenge ahead, and just right. You know, looking forward.
You know how fans are. They're like, they're screaming, they're throwing stuff at the TV. It just seems like every team in the NFL has one of these games. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it feel like it's almost contagious with things. Defense pretty much took care of your business. But, I mean, is it just you feel sometimes like, oh, boy, it's going to be one of those Sundays?
you never really feel like that going into a game, but right. you know, as it goes on and it, you know, it got out of hand pretty bad. But you know, nobody wants to lose by that much. Right. And I would say, like, I'm glad it happened early. You know, we faced some adversity early, and I think it'll give us a chance to see how we respond. And you know, I think today was a good start off to, you know, how we're going to respond this week.
You feel like it was?
Yeah, I feel like it was good practice. You know, guys came in laser focused, you know, ready to get into the game plan. And you know, I think it kind of that was contagious around the whole building today. So I think we got off to a good start today.
Mike, have you been involved in a game? Obviously, played a lot of football. Where you've played in a game like this, whether it was in college. Obviously, there are lots of blowouts in college because the level of competition, sometimes you just play lesser level teams. It's rare in the NFL that happens, right? And I think that's kind of the surprise, is where everybody's like, right here, is it? I can play with anybody. And then where our offense, you know, just had a bad day at the office, it's one of those situations where I don't know how many of those kinds of games you've been in, but what's going through your mind as the game, like Mike's talking about, it's going bad, but you still have to go out and perform. You still got to go cover guys. You still got to do your job, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and especially for defense, the moment you check out into a game, you know, it gets exposed, especially playing corner. Like, you can never fall asleep. You can never get bored out there, or, you know, it'll get crazy out there. So, right. It's always a good idea to stay locked in and just try to keep competing. You know, even when it gets out of hand like that, you want to keep putting good stuff on tape and just not ending on a terrible note. You know, when you go back and look at the film, you want to see how guys are finishing and you know, responding once we get down that big. So, you know, it was a lot of guys who were out there still fighting, and you know, that's good to see. So.
Yeah. Former first-round pick Mike Hughes with us, guys, on Duke Sabel live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Carl, change of tact. Let's go back 2 weeks. How much fun was that ass-whooping up in Minnesota? Conversely, what was that sideline feeling like?
Man, that was a ton of fun, bro. You know, seeing the D-line go to work and, you know, creating all those turnovers is always fun, creating turnovers and, you know, just, you know, going out there feeding off of each other.
Right.
And that's what that was the game. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about this defense, man. To be quite honest, we haven't spent a lot of time on it. Y'all are playing really good. I know the results, you know, are not there from a record standpoint, but from a defensive standpoint, you got to feel good about what you guys have been able to do. Last week, I thought we played really well, kept us in the game. Unfortunately, we didn't get the offense that we needed. But let's talk about the unit, man, and what's been going on there and the connection with everybody.
Yeah, you know, I would like to say we're a bend but don't break kind of mentality. And, like I said, you know, just going out there trying to, you know, help out the offense and just trying to feed off each other. You know, it may be games where we can't, you know, get something figured out. We start a little slow and then, you know, offense and special teams, you know, pick us up and get us going. So we want to do the same for those other phases as well. And like I said, just feeding off each other, it'll help us in the long run. So we just got to get back to that.
Yeah, and seeing the young guys, how exciting is that? I mean, you've been there to see rookies get their first interception in the league. That's got to be a great flight home.
Man, it's exciting. And then seeing them catch the pick and throw the ball somewhere, like, no, we got to get that. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep that for
case.
You, bro. Yeah. So for whatever reason, rookies always forget that, and a vet will go and get the ball and save it for them. So it's right. exciting to see that those type of moments as well.
Talk about Bowman and Watts two weeks ago up in Minnesota.
It was great. All right, you guys get the Commanders this week. We don't know. A lot of speculation if Terry will play. Terry McLaurin obviously is a great wide receiver. But even if he does or doesn't, what do you see with that receiving core when you watch these guys on tape? We saw these guys last year. What do you think about the Commanders and that offense and what they present?
They're a pretty explosive offense. You know, those guys on the receiving end can run pretty well. You know, they all can run great routes. So and they got a QB that can get it to them. So, you know, we got our hands full. And no matter who plays, we know we still got to, you know, go out there and you know, do our jobs and go with the game plan the coaches put together for us. So that's what we're focusing on right now.
We got a bye week coming up. I mean, is it as a pro, does it matter? I mean, everyone gets aches and pains. Would you prefer this bye week come later? Or we got some guys that are banged up right now, so maybe this is the right time.
Honestly, I prefer it come later. But okay. With it being this early, you know, we can still use it to our advantage.
Right.
And however that looks, we'll see next week. But I would definitely rather have it later.
Yeah, and this trip overseas, man, I know it's down the road, but You like that stuff? I don't know. Some players are like, man, I wish you didn't have to go. You know, it's because we were just talking about the Steelers are going over to Dublin this weekend. It starts that international process. Mm-hmm. You have any thoughts on, you know, I mean, we're going, but you like that kind of thing? Or what's the deal with
honestly,
you?
Honestly, I think it's pretty unique. And I took German in high school.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So okay. I think it's going to be pretty cool for me to go over there and kind of, you know, see how that side of the world works. But honestly, I think it's a blessing, bro. Like, my first year going across the water was going to London.
Right.
And it's like, you get over there, it's like, man, football really took me this far. So it's just all about perspective, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So I think it's pretty cool. And I ain't got a problem with it.
Right on, man. That's great. Yeah.
All right.
Carl, you lived in Germany, man.
I did, man. And look, and I think it's cool, the NFL, we used to say this, like, for years it was just England, right? It was just London. And they were like, well, where are they going to play somewhere else? And now it's Spain.
Right.
You know, they're playing in Brazil.
Hi,
yeah.
Poppy.
Right. Yeah, right. So it's crazy to see the journey of where everybody's going. You watching your college squad at all, man? You watching UCF?
I try to keep up. If anything, I'll catch the highlights and the scores. But as far as watching live, it's been a little slow. But I'm still supporting from wherever I'm at.
For Scott sure. Frost is back to just beat Belichick, man.
Yeah, that was exciting to see.
we all enjoyed that.
Mike Hughes, man, good luck this weekend. Brother, as I said to Ra, let's get back on the right track.
Yes, sir, for sure. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much,
man.
Thank you for having me. Yes, sir.
That's Mike Hughes, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we're coming back. We got plenty to talk about. We'll tell you what Ra said. If you missed it, if you're just tuning in, Mike Hughes jumping in there said, hey, had a good day of practice today, which is a great start to what we hope is going to be a W on Sunday. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.